You are now listening to
the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you wrestling news, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. Of course, your host, Eric and Elvis.
Finally back.
We very much so apologize for last week. I know last week was freaking War Games. We couldn't even get an episode out. It was a mixture of both of us being sick and also just having a crap ton of technical issues. I was outside of the country. We tried recording. It sounded horrible.
A whole bunch of things kept happening.
There was just so many freaking issues, and we apologize. I'm very sorry about that. We're gonna be more prepared in the future for that.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, we thought we were prepared. I thought we really did. There were so many precautions we took, and it just nothing worked out. Sorry about that. It was issues on both ends. Laptop issues. I had like freaking audio recording issues. It was just freaking ridiculous. But we are back, better than ever. Of course, ready to bring you wrestling news. This week of wrestling was
great. A lot of stuff happened. Yeah. Monday Night Raw, SmackDown was great. Dynamite was great. A lot of news to talk about. Like, there's been a lot of stuff with this injuries that sucks from War Games that we didn't really get to talk about last week. If you want to mention that real quick,
yeah, we could definitely mention that. Before that though, I don't know how the hell you're not wearing a sweater. I'm freezing.
Outside is freezing. I'm out. I don't need
a sweater. I'm so cold. That's why
it is freezing out here though.
It's freaking cold. Yeah, and the heat
you
is
just came
too
from
expensive.
Canada. Maybe you still go from Canada.
That's true. Yeah, it was freaking freezing over there too. You can talk about the injuries for War Games. There was a couple of injuries, so freaking crazy.
Obviously, the most notable was Bronson Reed. He jumped off the damn cell.
Yeah, no,
shattered
for sure.
His ankle.
That War Games match was cursed.
Yes, it was.
It was a great match.
And I like what Bronson Reed tweeted. He said injuries are temporary, but moments are forever.
Yeah, moments are forever. And that's definitely a moment.
He posted the photo like flying off the cage. I'm like, yo, this dude's, he's definitely like a main event superstar.
Yeah, he's
now.
A beast.
Once he comes back, hopefully they keep that push. Obviously, it's going to be a while now, but.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that long, but we'll see. Hopefully, he's not like an Adam Cole type ankle injury.
I forgot one of them.
He got injured. Freaking Jimmy Uso got injured, apparently.
Broken toe. And then Tama Tonga was a torn bicep.
No,
torn...
it wasn't Tama. It was
Tonga Loa.
I thought it was Jacob Fatu.
No,
it wasn't Jacob Fatu.
Tagaloa. It was a torn, I don't know if it was bicep or something. I know it was something.
It was bicep. Torn bicep. Yeah, that's crazy.
So he's on it definitely.
Yeah. It was a lot. Of course, it did play a factor into, of course, the storyline for Bloodline, because those are all key components of the Bloodline.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Uso of the OG Bloodline.
Yeah, exactly.
And then obviously Tagaloa.
Tagaloa. And then
are they still the champions tag team?
Yeah. So, and then Bronson Reed. It's a pretty big deal.
They're not tag team. I forgot. There's new tag team champions now. But no, Bronson Reed thing is definitely a big deal because he was getting a big push right now.
Yeah, no, it was. It's crazy. And
then Tagaloa, obviously, we still got the Bloodline versus OG Bloodline. So Jimmy Uso's out. They got one out of each because Bronson Reed, even though he got involved in that match, I don't think he was actually part of the Bloodline.
Well, maybe because didn't.
That's why I remember CM Punk got involved. It was
but Solo said, like, I lost two members. Technically, maybe he is, or he was supposed to be, and then now he's not.
Yeah.
Of course, that was insane. There's a lot of freaking top stories involving, like, X and possibly ex-AEW superstars. Like, Penta's freaking contract ran out.
Yeah, his contract's finally up.
Yeah.
So, remember, rumors for months about going to WWE.
Exactly.
So now he actually can't show up anytime.
Yeah, Phoenix tweeted out saying that he'll have time to tell his story. So obviously, it looks like there's a lot of frustration building there between him and AEW.
Also, a lot of people are speculating. Carmelo Hayes, he showed up on SmackDown and he was talking to Nick Aldis. He said, I need something. And then he said, don't worry, we got somebody new for you.
And then Penta said something about it, right?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was like, you never know. He could show up like next week or Saturday. I don't know.
If he shows up on Saturday Night Live, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, Saturday Night's main event is actually this Saturday.
So. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But no, another crazy thing is the Ricky Starr situation is kind of going crazy right now.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because, like, do you think it's storyline?
I don't. 8 months storyline. I don't think it's storyline.
Do you think they're trying to do something like the MJF situation, or do you think it's just like actual frustration?
I think it's actual frustration. Unless he's like the best actor ever. Like if you see him on the Chris Van Vliet podcast,
he was pissed.
He told this story. He told his, well, first he showed up on GCW.
Yeah.
He did promos there. He got booked for matches. And then AEW pulled him off all the matches.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't want to work with GCW no more. They had some other situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't because of that. At first, people thought it was because of that. But
yeah,
because
they were trying to be petty towards Ricky Starks.
Yeah, it was some other situation. But they pulled him off all the GCW appearances. So then he goes on Chris Van Vliet. He's been tweeting too a lot of stuff. But he showed up on Chris Van Vliet. That whole podcast episode was good. He was just telling his story about, like, he had that stinger in March in that match against Top Flight with Big Bill. They had to change the result, quick memory. He thought it was like a neck injury. Luckily, he ended up being okay. They sent him home.
Yeah.
And then for 8 months, nothing.
He hasn't done anything.
He said he's been home, training, ready, no call. Then they have nothing for him, apparently.
The Pebble needs something.
I don't know. If this is storyline, this is like 8 months of doing nothing.
Oh, no. If it's storyline, it's a terrible storyline.
Yeah. And I mean, they're just paying him to stay home, I guess.
Yeah. He needs something. He needs something.
He's so talented. It did not look storyline.
He's so talented.
Even talk about the about getting heat. Remember when that promo with Edge and Bryan Danielson?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he kind of went off script real quick, and then Edge went off script.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling him like the Rock wannabe and stuff like that.
Yeah, and people were calling him the Pebble.
Yeah, then he was like, he called me a vanilla midget, and he was like, he even said I could have. I'm not gonna say it on the thing, but he said he could have said something back.
Yeah, yeah.
If you watch the podcast, you know what he said. I don't want to say it on the thing.
Yeah,
but he didn't want to say it, obviously, on TV, but. That whole situation is kind of wild.
Yeah.
He feels like, I don't know, I guess because of that happened. And then after that, that's when everything started going downhill, I guess, for him. Less appearances and then the injury.
I think it was like a mixture of the whole thing with Edge. The Big Bill tag team, honestly, like, yeah, they won the tag titles and stuff, but I thought that was a waste of time for him.
I guess on the podcast, he wasn't saying like it was that Edge caused him to do this, but I don't know. He alluded to it a little bit. He wasn't saying. He even said, "I don't want to say that about."
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. He said, "I don't know."
He's not sure.
He actually said it just like that. No, Chris Van Vliet asked him too.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "I don't want to say it." You definitely need to watch that. I don't believe so, but I don't know.
Yeah, you need to watch that podcast.
Just the whole sit down about basically. What's cool. He's been doing. He's been training.
Yeah,
8 months at home. Yeah. For a guy that's talented as Ricky Starks, he's talented. He's
hella talented.
And he's prime.
He's in his prime. He's young. How old is he? 25?
Yeah. Well, no, I think 26? He's a little older. I thought he was almost 30. But either way, he's young, especially for wrestling. Even when you're in your 30s, you're young.
Ricky Starks' age. Oh, no, he's 34.
Oh, so well, that's still prime. That's prime for wrestling. Look at Usos and Roman. They're already almost 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, that's prime for wrestling. Wrestlers can last late 40s.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's crazy because he's talented. A lot of people think, maybe. He has one. Apparently, he has like a year left on his AEW contract. A lot of people think they might keep him off the whole year.
That'd be freaking insane. He leaves
and then maybe goes to WWE.
That'd be insane.
Which would be wild.
That'd be a big loss. Him and NXT would be freaking fire.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great. I don't know. I want him to succeed everywhere.
I mean, he's good enough to be on the main roster, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
There's no space. He'll definitely.
AEW is weird too. It's like they throw on like a couple weeks of like banger freaking storylines, and then like they throw on. Couple weeks of trash.
Nothing. Yeah, it's just on and off lately.
Yeah, it's been on and off. Like it's been good, and then there's other things. I'm just like, I don't know what the hell this is continuing.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that on Dynamite.
And we say that's AEW fans who watch every week.
Yeah. For sure. Just,
I don't know. This whole last year has been weird.
It's like ups and downs. It's really
obviously
weird.
Injury. A lot of it was due to injuries. Like remember Kenny Omega, Adam Cole was out
most of them are back though.
Edge is still
out. Not really a lot of excuses.
And then the Ricky Starks thing. That's a big guy. I think he's a. Easily could be main eventer.
Yeah.
And they just have him off. I don't know. That's crazy.
There's a lot of stuff.
He said there's been no communication, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think, honestly,
bro looks in shape. He said they might
just let him ride it out until his contract is up.
He has like a whole year. That's a whole year of not wrestling.
Yeah.
They'll be 35. It sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They better get that shit.
But yeah, of course, other than that, I don't really have any other top stories. We could definitely get.
Yeah.
Into Raw because Raw this week was actually really freaking good.
Raw was fire.
Yeah, getting you prepared for, of course, this tonight's Raw, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, Raw last week was fire. It did start off with CM Punk basically coming out saying that he wants a WrestleMania main event. That is what his goal is. He says that with the help of Paul Heyman.
Yeah, he didn't really say it like that, but like, yeah.
Kind of.
He basically, in the studio, he still has that one ticket where Paul Heyman owes him a favor.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's going to get that WrestleMania.
That Paul Heyman guy thing is probably going to happen again. That's going to be cool. But yeah, he was interrupted by Seth freaking Rollins, who did come out basically telling Punk, like, I should have knocked you out the first day I saw you.
Yes, yes.
It looked like Seth is possibly turning heel, and they kind of teased it a couple times.
He said he made a mistake by not knocking him out when he first saw him, and then he don't care no more. He want to fight right now.
Yeah.
And CM Punk didn't even want to fight.
No, it was the funniest thing. Punk was like, you've been thinking about me for the past 6 months. I haven't thought about you at all.
He said he wanted Seth when Seth had the World Heavyweight title. Now Seth doesn't have it, so he doesn't want.
Yeah.
He said beef.
He wants no beef. He doesn't care about him. All the personal stuff is thrown to the side. And Seth was still pissed off. Seth
pushed him, and they just threw hands real quick. They squared up and threw hands.
Yeah, they started brawling.
Until Jey Uso and Sammy broke it up.
Yeah. That was cool, though. The way transition was nice. Obviously, they had that brawl. That match is being saved for Mania 100%.
Yeah.
But they brawled. Sammy and Jey broke it up. And then Seth started coming at Jey and Sammy.
Jey was taking away CM Punk away, like down the ramp.
Yeah.
And then CM Punk is still pissed off. He goes like, yeah, go Jey. Go over there. Run to Roman.
Yeah, yeah. He was basically saying that.
Obviously, Sami Zayn defended him like his brother. He was like, no, you can't say that about – don't ever talk about Jey Uso like that. So then he said, I got a little carried away. I apologize. He's family. Then he said, what's your excuse to say?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they had a great back and forth.
They had a great back and forth.
It was like a whole half an hour, but it was
commercial free too. Commercial I love when they free do that. Was
crazy.
Basically Seth was basically telling, like, you know, obviously like you said, Sammy, like, oh, what's your excuse? Sammy saying, like, oh, like, you have to look yourself in the mirror because you're
He's like, I'm working with that monster and everything.
Yeah, and Sammy was basically telling, like, you're the reason why Roman is like this when you turned your back on him again.
Yeah, when you hit him with that chair, you're the one that made him to this.
Fire.
Then he was like, I agree with that, like, basically. But he also said, you did the same thing.
Yeah, it's true.
You did the same thing that I did last year.
It is true.
That whole thing was great. And then Sami Zayn was just like, yo, you're this pissed off. You want to just fight me? Then, like, whatever.
So yeah. Another thing that Seth mentioned was he was like, okay, like, maybe you're right, but at least I apologize for my actions.
That's what he was
Roman,
saying,
Roman never apologized, which is true.
It's true.
The fact that people are cheering him, we're cheering him. But this dude still acts the same. He's still a freaking, egotistic asshole who just wants to, people think he's being good. No, he literally said himself, he's like, I'm not changed. I just want my tribal chief status back.
Yep.
So, like, maybe he's, like, starting to be good to his family, but he still was an asshole to everyone. So, it's kind of like he never apologized.
I can understand what Rollins is saying, but at the same time, I can understand what Sami Zayn is saying. Yeah. It's like, bro, you're the one that made him into this.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like the heels as of recent, because they all have genuine reasons to be mad.
Yes.
Like, Drew. Seth is Drew. Mad because, Drew. Of course, Roman. Drew's mad because a Punk and freaking, like, everything that's been going on there.
A lot of the heels actually have great reasons.
Yeah, they have great reasons. Freaking Kevin Owens is mad for a very, like, good reason. Yeah,
I don't agree with the stuff he did, but the reason why he's mad is
understandable. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Of course, this led to a match between Sami Zayn and
That was the main event.
Yeah. So Sami Zayn versus Seth freaking Rollins was the main event. It was a great main event. Just start off with backstage Jey getting attacked. Sami thinking it was Seth Rollins. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right before the match, Sami and Jey was attacked. They didn't know who the heck did it, and Sami believed it was Seth. So when they had the match, Sami basically dominated the match, like destroying Seth for like a good portion of it. Was about to hit Seth with a chair. But Seth basically told Sami, like, hey, it wasn't me.
Know me better. It wasn't me.
Yeah. And, like, he kind of convinced him. So Sami dropped the chair.
And then he rolled over and pinned him.
Yeah. And then Seth did a heel move and basically just, like, rolled over and pinned him.
But it was just a win because he also got up. He said, I wouldn't. Like, as soon as he did, he literally got up.
Yeah.
And he's like, I would never do that. I would never attack nobody like that and stuff.
Exactly. But
you can believe me.
But we both know that he would do that.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't him. But he definitely does that.
You remember. What was
the architect. Yeah,
yes.
The architect was that fire. Of course, at the end, Sammy's confused. He's not sure what the heck happened. And then, boom,
he gets turns around against Claymore to hell
by freaking Drew, a returning Drew McIntyre, which I'm super pumped for. It makes perfect sense why he attacked Jey, and it makes perfect sense why he attacked Sammy, because they're kind of friends now with Punk. Obviously, Drew is going for the biggest hater of the year awards, or he's going after even CM Punk's friends, even though they might not even be friends. It's just more so like, you know, that.
Yeah, actually, y'all remember. We didn't even talk. Sami Zayn even said, I didn't even want a team with CM Punk.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I wanted you. And then Seth, we didn't even mention he told Seth, I wanted you. And Seth turned it down. So it was true.
Yeah. But yeah, now, next week, this week, basically, we're going to be able to hear from Drew and like why he attacked him. and why he attacked Jay. But it, obviously, it all makes sense. It all connects. He's still mad at
this whole thing.
Jay.
Is crazy.
It makes sense why he attacked Jay. Remember, he hates Ray. He hates Jay for costing him the title. Sammy joined back in with Roman. He hates Roman. Makes
that's why I like
sense.
The Bloodline story, because it's like five different people, but they all connect to like five different storylines.
It's true. Yeah. So I love that. The ending was great. Drew attacking Sami Zayn was amazing. But of course, other than that, we had other matches on the show. Between
Raquel Rodriguez and
Morgan. Yeah, defeated Damage Control. Pretty quick match. After that, Rhea came and attacked Raquel, but then she got thrown into the table, like eye first, like the corner of the table. Yeah. That was crazy.
And they announced it's going to be Liv Morgan and Io Sky this Saturday, a Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, the Saturday night's main event looks kind of good so far. Backstage, we had Finn demanding a match with Gunther. Gunther saying, since he helped basically Gunther win the title, Gunther kind of playing a face role a little bit.
He was like, he doesn't like, he didn't want that, he didn't need that.
Exactly.
And then he gave it to Dom. he offered Dom the title shot.
Yeah, he was like, I'll give Dom a title shot since he actually beat Damian Priest 1-on-1 like you didn't. Yeah, and Dale Finn was pissed. There's obviously a lot of turmoil.
Oh,
between...
yeah, because they've been having backstage segments where they're like, they take shots at each other talking.
Exactly. So, that's my question to you. Do you think Judgment Day is going to break up soon? Because there's a lot of, like, heat between
them. In terms of Finn. Like, Finn and Dom is the one that's, like, going back and forth.
Yeah, but, like, it's kind of like, they're kind of, like, broken into two groups. It's like JD, Carlito, and
JD,
Finn.
JD, Carlito, and Finn are just friends.
They're on one side, yeah. And then the other side is Raquel, Liv, and
Dom. But and also, Dom. A lot of people think Liv are working with Finn.
Yeah, because they tease that a lot.
Yes, a lot of people think that's going to end up
Dom gets kicked out. Yeah, Dom gets kicked out. That'd be crazy. He comes running right back to Daddy.
He's still going
to
be a
heel. To Daddy Ray.
I think he's always going to be a heel. And he said himself he would love to always be a heel.
Yeah. I think he should stay a heel. That's just my thing. But anyways, of course, Gunther basically defeated Dom pretty easy. But the main storyline after was Finn Balor coming out and attacking Gunther after the match. Not during the match. After the match, because obviously he didn't want Dom to win at all. He's still mad at Dom. He attacked Gunther, hit him with three coups de grace.
It was during the match, right? The match in the end.
No, it was at the end. Gunther won. Gunther won easily. He won. He hit a powerbomb on Dom and won. Gunther got attacked afterwards, and then Adam Pearce made a match between Gunther and Finn Balor for Saturday night's main event for the title. I guess we're going to see if Judgment Day, a.k.a. Well, portion of Judgment Day is definitely going to help Finn, but we got to see if Dom is going to help.
Probably not.
Definitely not.
No, he's going to help Liv.
Yeah, but do you think they should break up Judgment Day?
I don't know. It's kind of... I don't know. They're going to continue the story, but...
Yeah. It's tough.
That whole Finn and Dom is weird. I don't know about breaking up. They look like they're going to kick somebody out. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. I think they're going to take out...
It's not really...
I think Dom is going to get kicked out. If Liv is actually working with Finn...
That's what I think. They're going to kick him out.
Yeah, they're going to kick out Dom. If not, then Finn's going to get kicked out if like she pulls a swerve on Finn. Yeah. We'll see. But of course...
The triple threat. Then we had the triple threat, the first match of the tournament for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, which honestly, the tournament for the Women's Intercontinental title is not as stacked as the U.S.
Yeah.
So this one
but
had
this
Dakota
match was
Kai.
Actually really good.
Well, it was pretty good, yeah.
Dakota Kai,
Shayna Baszler versus Katana Chance. It was a triple threat match. Dakota Kai wins.
Win of her main card because she's been injured a lot.
Yeah, so it's far. Good. It's good for her to get a win. It was a feel good win to be honest because she gets injured and she's such a great talent. I think she should win the Intercontinental title to be honest.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Oh my god, my favorite segment of the night was the
New Day.
10 years of the New Day celebration.
Yeah, 10 years of New Day celebration was actually great. So of course, it looked like New Day was gonna break up, but like Kofi and Kim
mutual.
Woods, like a mutual agreement because they've been obviously arguing the past couple
like
weeks.
A divorce couple, like a couple about to be divorced, talking to the kids like. We have to tell you guys something. That's what it sounded. That's what it was sounding. Like.
Yeah, no, it did. But
so they were leaning towards that, obviously. And
yeah.
Biggie makes his return.
Yeah, Biggie came in, interrupted, basically saying like, "Hey, like I hate that you guys are arguing. We've been through so much. I'm gonna be a manager. I'll be here week in and week out. Until you guys get it together and until I'm back healed successfully."
Yes.
And then the biggest swerve that I think nobody saw
Xavier
coming
Woods was like, "Now."
Yeah. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston turned on Biggie, basically telling him like,
"You left us.
You left us."
He's like, "I broke my neck."
He's like, "For your new girlfriend." All that is like, oh, that's
like,
crazy.
And I seen a meme. It was like my job, and then like the boss, you left us. When it was like, I broke my neck.
I
like,
broke no, my you neck. Left us. No, it was crazy though. Like he actually like they pulled the biggest swerve.
Yeah,
turned on Big E. It was actually really sad too.
Oh, did you see him? Yo, on Twitter, Xavier Woods and Big E's girlfriend.
They're going at it. That was so funny.
They did it again, like yesterday.
That's so funny.
She called him like a crybaby bitch. You know, yeah. Like mad shit. Talk about his singles run. Yo, they've been going at it the whole week.
She's Meechan's sister.
Yeah, Meechan's sister.
It's so funny.
They've been going at it on Twitter. It's hilarious.
It's so funny. But yeah, Big E, when he returned, I think this is great. Honestly, this is the best thing they could have did because realistically, as Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston broke up, what are they going to do? They're going to have a rivalry? Yeah, but after that, what now?
I don't know.
Their singles runs aren't going to be as good as their tag team.
So now it's going to be a good heel tag team.
Yeah, they're going to be a good heel tag team. And then when Big E returns,
that's going to be a weird
He's going to be a massive face.
Yes.
That pop is going to be insane. And then he can go back to facing them. He can have banger matches against them. And then eventually he can go back to the world title. So but Big as E, like more as like a serious character than what he was. I think that'd be nice.
So Big E tried to like say, no, I'm not letting this happen. He tried to hug them. They like pushed him off. Like, nope.
Pushed him off. And then, yeah, then Xavier Woods and Kofi shook hands and basically agreed, like, we're going to be assholes now. And we're going to go after the tag team titles.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it a lot.
You see, like, Xavier Woods, like, Stone Cold broke his neck and came back. Kurt Angle broke his neck and came back.
Completely different things, though.
And then he said Edge, but Edge was fucking like 10 freaking years.
That's yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's different.
So yeah, I liked it. That was a great segment. Besides that, though, we had just had like Pete Dunne losing to R-Truth in a really funny thing. It was like a rollover thing because he got confused because somebody called him Butch.
Well, yeah, they fought because R-Truth called him Butch.
Yeah, it was funny as hell. And then backstage, last thing I just wanted to mention was Kaiser telling Bron Breakker, like, hey, I got rid of Sheamus. He has broken ribs. I'm pretty sure it's just kayfabe injury. Yeah. Because obviously he was attacking ribs during the during War Games. Survivor Series War Games, whatever. So basically, Kaiser telling Bron Breakker, like, now it's just me and you. I'm going to go after the title. We're finally going to get our one-on-one.
And then Bron Breakker told him, you need to step out of Gunther's shadow.
Yo, for real. So that's going to be a banger match. Yeah. I think Kaiser deserves a singles push. I don't think he's going to win, but I think he should come really close.
Yeah.
I think probably the closest that somebody can get to defeating Bron Breakker without losing, without actually winning. Other than like Jay, obviously, because Jay won it off of him. But I think it should be a good match.
And Sammy.
And Sammy, yeah. Should be a good match. I think Bron Breakker's still going to win. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, Raw was a freaking banger. Raw was fire. There was so many great segments. Really good too. SmackDown was great. I want to talk about the Kevin Owens thing when we get into it first, because that thing was hilarious. But yeah, let's get into SmackDown now. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, WWE SmackDown. SmackDown this week was really freaking good as well. There was a lot of good promos, title change as well, which was a lot of fun to watch.
Heel turns.
It was honestly this whole week of WWE was actually fire.
Yeah,
like there was a lot of action packed stuff. Everything made sense. It was just great.
We don't even have time to talk about it. And even Deadline yesterday, NXT, that was fire.
NXT too. Deadline. We don't have time to talk about it. But it was so good.
That was fire. If you checked it out,
yeah, it was good. You definitely got to watch that. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into, of course, SmackDown. SmackDown did start off with Cody Rhodes basically kicking off the show. He does get interrupted by Chad Gable, which was a surprise. I was like, well, Chad Gable, like that's kind of random, but I like it because Chad Gable deserves a push. We say it every freaking week.
They were talking about draft season. They're going to be doing that draft show. That's why people were showing up on different shows. Like,
but they always do that. That's the thing. Like the whole draft thing is stupid because they always end up on different shows anyway.
Actually, when you talk about it, I heard they might have Roman on Raw and then Gunther on SmackDown starting because Netflix, I guess, I think they want Roman.
They want Roman? They probably might get him too.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be a good change because he's always on, SmackDown.
On SmackDown.
Yeah, that'd be a good change. If they end up doing that, I wouldn't mind that at all.
But yeah, they just went back and forth. Remember, Rose called him, like she was talking about Shorty G.
Yeah, and Stardust.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm Stardust.
Yeah, it was funny as hell. But yeah, basically, they set up a main event match for later on in the night.
The game was like, Kevin Owens deserved a better friend.
Yeah, that was funny as hell too. But yeah, Chad Gable is so great on the mic. He can be funny. He's tough. I don't know. Like he deserves so much more than what the heck he gets.
That was the main event of the. I don't know if you want to talk about it. Just wait.
Oh, we wait because I want to talk about the Kevin Owens thing too. But after that we had Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton versus Electra Lopez. And a pretty decent match. Tiffany Stratton did pick up the win. Of course, this was part of the U.S. The U.S. title tournament.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So the U.S. title tournament. Tiffany Stratton won. That was pretty good. Of course, her moonsault is like one of the best freaking moonsaults out there. But yeah, so
she advances. Yeah.
She advances. I don't think she's going to win.
I think semifinals already, pretty sure.
Yeah. Semifinals already.
Bianca Belair versus Piper Niven was actually a crazy match. I don't know if you've seen it.
That was after.
That was after. That match was crazy.
Yeah. That match was good.
She showed us, she did like the KOD a Piper did right onto
Chelsea Green. That was hilarious. That was mad.
She was like, ah, she was screaming at the outside of the ring.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But yeah, Bianca Belair picked up that win. That was a good match.
It was a really good match. And Bianca Belair, I think she had like her ribs taped up too.
Yeah, they were attacking her ribs all day. Oh.
Yeah,
because Piper Niven was winning the whole match, actually.
Yeah, they were still selling like the War Games injuries. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Also, like, but like before, like the freaking Cody Rhodes showing up, they did like a whole recap of War Games, and they showed like a close up of Reed's ankles breaking.
Yo,
that shit looked disgusting. Yo, oh my god, oh god. I really hope he gets healed like really really fast. People are like,
how did he break his ankles? He was like, everybody got injured here. He just came back.
That
would have been bad. Or him and Roman or something. That would have been bad.
That would have been really bad. It's honestly surprising Punk didn't get injured. Because this dude always gets injured.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so glad he didn't get injured.
Yeah. After that, we had this. Basically, the Street Profits were attacked backstage. And was it Motor City Machine Guns didn't have anybody to face. And DIY.
Wonder who attacked them.
Yeah, I wonder who attacked them. DIY was there like, oh, like, they came we can out, face
like,
you.
Up, like right next to, oh. Well, we can get in right now.
He's like, I guess. I mean, if you guys have nobody else to face, we'll face you. Basically, what they were doing.
And Nick Aldis was saying no, but then
And then Motor City Machine Guns was like, sure, we'll do it. Because remember, they're friends with Johnny Gargano. They're like, of course, we'll give you a title shot. It definitely ended up backfiring on them. So in the match, it looked like DIY was going to turn on each other. It looked like Gargano was going to turn on Ciampa at first because he pushed him down. He was yelling at him and stuff.
They were going at it, but.
Exactly. It was crazy. And then Gargano surprisingly hit a low blow on Motor City Machine Guns, got them all freaking surprised. They were like, what the hell are you doing? Because obviously they're friends. And then basically, Tommaso Ciampa and fucking and Johnny Gargano turned full-blown heel and hit their finisher, picked up the win. They are now the tag team champions. I thought that was freaking amazing. So, I'm actually happy about that.
Now we got heel DIY.
Yeah.
Heel New Day.
I don't think they've both been heel at the same time, like helping each other. Because they always turned on it. Like in NXT, they turn on each other
and have a rivalry.
Yeah.
And Gargano's usually always a good guy.
He was a heel for a while in NXT, too. Yeah, like his last NXT run before he left, he was a heel.
But I
liked it. I'm actually really excited for this. I think they can do great things as heel tag teams.
They're champions now, too. So.
Yeah, they're champions. Well, again. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm really happy about it. Because like when they were faces, honestly, like I'm a big fan of DIY, but they weren't.
And they need new music. I don't think they come out with that same.
I hate that song.
That song is not a heel. I'm going to see next on SmackDown to see what.
They should just do Gargano's No One Will Survive. That would be fire.
Could. Or just
not Gargano's. I'm sorry. Tommaso Ciampa.
At least come out with something fire. If they come out with the same DIY, terrible. Can't take them seriously. Like, they really heels.
Yeah, that music sucks. That's definitely a key component they got to change. Yes. Ciampa and Gargano as heels together, I think is going to be really freaking fun.
And obviously, we're going to see what happens with the Street Profits. They got attacked. They're going
to they're going to go after them for sure. Yeah. I think DIY still wins.
DIY wins, and then maybe Street Profits turn on each other finally.
Yeah, they finally break up.
There's so many stuff happening with breakups and then heel turns.
Yeah.
So the Street Profits are another one that's going to happen soon. Then we had all right, this was another thing. Shinsuke Nakamura came to the ring with his title.
Yeah.
He gets interrupted by LA Knight, who wanted to fight him.
Yeah, and he wanted his rematch, basically.
Andrade comes out and says, no, I want a United States title shot. I deserve it. And then out of nowhere, the Bloodline, New Bloodline, they come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just beat the hell out of LA Knight.
Yeah, it was Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu.
Yeah. Well, Solo was there, but he didn't really participate.
Yeah, he didn't attack. But yeah, they basically attacked LA Knight.
They beat up LA Knight and Andrade. They were going to, they let Nakamura alone. He had like this blood.
That was cool.
Coming out of his mouth, they said, no, let him go. They let him go. But they continued to attack. They laid out LA Knight and Andrade.
I like that segment, though. It made Nakamura look strong as hell. And basically, it was Solo coming out basically to assert dominance. They were basically like, oh.
Solo was saying, I don't care what happens. I'm still the tribal chief. Well, he said, I lost two of my soldiers. But remember, he said, I'm still your tribal chief. I still got the Ula Fala.
Yeah.
He's showing his dominance.
That's why I was saying, like, is Bronson Reed like officially a part of Bloodline 2.0? Because he said, I lost two of my soldiers, basically Tongaloa and Bronson Reed, who both got injured at the War Games match. So yeah, it's possible that maybe he is, or he was supposed to be.
Or he was just saying he was with us in that match when we lost that shit.
It could be that too.
Because after that splash, he didn't do nothing else. He was hurt.
Yeah. But it was basically just Solo saying like, hey, I'm still on top.
I'm still on top, even though I took another L.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes no sense, but whatever.
It was funny. But
The final segment was the best segment.
The Kevin Owens segment was hilarious.
So he's supposed to do a sit-down interview in the arena with Michael Cole. He refuses to go in the arena. He's saying that apparently he's protesting now because they didn't let him the last few weeks because of what happened.
It's such a Kevin Owens thing to do, though.
He's like so protesting. Funny. So he made Michael Cole go outside into a parking lot and go in his car, in his rental. And they did the little interview there. And they're just going at it. Like, he's basically asking him about what's going on. Why is he turning on him? And then Kevin Owens explained the situation, which kind of makes sense. Same, like, Roman's, they try to end my career.
He fought them alone for 4 years.
Yes, and then now Cody's helping Roman.
And then, like, it was funny because Kevin Owens was like, you wouldn't understand. You have no friends.
Yeah, and then this guy called him a hypocrite. Michael Cole calls him a hypocrite.
Yeah, said he should look in the mirror. Kevin Owens is like, I'm looking in the mirror. All I see is a handsome guy. What is this?
I see a handsome guy who's right, yeah. And then he's like, you know what? Get out of my car. He opens the car door and get out. He kicks him out of the car, and then he closes the door. And as Michael goes by, he's like, wait, Michael, come here. And Michael comes and he just rolls up the window.
It's so funny. Yeah. Kevin Owens is mad funny.
He's like, get on my rental.
Yeah. Kevin Owens is a heel. Is hilarious. He's always like that. He's always the wrestler that makes the most sense. Like, even like when they're doing like promos backstage and like there's a guy recording, he's like, why the hell is he here? Like, why the hell is he recording us?
I hope he keeps up with this thing where he's like protesting and doesn't really want to be in the building.
Yeah.
He ended up showing in the main event, actually.
Yeah, so talk about. Yeah, we'll talk about that right now. So Chad Gable versus Cody Rhodes was the main event.
Great match. Of course, Chad
Great
Gable.
Great match.
No matter he loses or wins, he puts on a banger.
Yeah. I that's what I say. Chad Mid-card Gable deserves so much more. Mid-card he deserves title. So much more.
Yes.
But anyways, yeah. He sold the crossroads perfectly. Cody Rhodes picked up the win. He was selling like an ankle injury.
And Kevin Owens comes out of nowhere and stomps on his ankle.
Yeah.
And then they just brawl.
Yeah.
They're both beating the hell out of each other. They get, obviously, security pulled apart like always. They break up. They keep fighting. That's how it ended.
Yeah. It was great, though.
Yeah. That SmackDown was like we said, Raw and SmackDown was fire this week.
Yeah. It was really funny.
And I hope Kevin Owens continues he's protesting so he doesn't stir up to the arena. Unless he's going to attack somebody, he stays away.
I would love for him to whisper. Like, they should just do little stupid segments where he's in his car and he's like whispering to like somebody like, hey, like get me something from catering or some shit.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't want to go inside.
Yeah.
I really hope they do something like that. They have to do something like that. That's something Kevin Owens would do. It'd just be freaking funny. Just something stupid like that. Where like throughout the show it just cuts to him and they're like, what are you doing? Just come inside. He's like, no, I don't want to go inside.
He's like a fan. Like, go get me some.
He's like, go get me some.
Go get me
some. For real. He's like, go get me some snacks, like catering or some shit. That would be mad funny. But yeah, that was basically SmackDown.
Yeah.
SmackDown. We talked about it faster, but it was still really freaking good. I think it was just because Raw had so much more going on. It was just a lot compact. But yeah, of course, SmackDown was still a banger. It was really freaking fun to watch. The whole heel turn with DIY was great. I'm looking forward to what the heck they are doing now. It was a great
I'm looking forward to Saturday Night's main event. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people talk crap about Triple H's booking here and there, but the booking this week was fire. I don't care what anybody says. The new day switching up and actually turning heel together was great. I did not see that coming. And DIY switching up and turning heel together. I didn't see that coming either.
We had curveballs this whole week.
Good curveballs. It was great.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but then like you said, it could be possible now that
Street Profits,
if they turn on each other.
If they go after DIY and they lose, then that's another turn that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I think
there's so much stuff building.
I really hope they do. Yeah. I really hope they face DIY.
And then Drew McIntyre is back. Each other. Can't wait to hear from Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, that's gonna be tonight for sure.
Can't wait to hear what's gonna happen with Punk and Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
because they hate each other now.
We're probably gonna get.
They always hate each other.
We're probably gonna get Drew versus Sammy at Saturday Night's main event. That's probably gonna be like the last match added. That's gonna be fun if we do get that.
Saying. So next week's gonna be pretty fun too.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, we can definitely get into the AEW side of things.
Dynamite was really good also.
It was good. Yeah, so let's get into that. All right, let's go ahead and get into the AEW side of things. AEW Dynamite this week, of course, continued with the Continental Classic, so I thought it was actually pretty good.
And then they started that Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal too.
Yeah, that happened on this show as well, which leads, of course, next week. So there was a lot of important things that did happen on this Dynamite. I still feel like the booking is like hit and miss. It's so freaking weird.
But I like the Continental Classic. It always brings down banger matches.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Like really good matchups.
Exactly.
Who's going to win?
Yeah. So yeah, we can just get right into it. So of course, it did start off with Shelton Benjamin versus Kyle Fletcher.
We didn't know that we'd get that matchup. It's just I like the matchups that come out of nowhere. It's good.
Yeah. Great match, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. Kyle Fletcher did pick up the win via roll up, which I thought was a great decision because Kyle Fletcher should not lose anytime freaking soon. Another cool thing about the Continental Classic too is the rules. The rules are like there's no interference at all.
No.
Like you cannot interfere in a match at all. It's just one on one to see who the heck is better.
Yeah.
So yeah, Fletcher picked up the rollover win.
The Hurt Syndicate kind of they got on Shelton Benjamin for losing.
Yeah.
Like they were pissed at him. He was yelling like, "You can't do this. You can't be losing like that." And then they just
he did up. Cheat. Fletcher did cheat though. He held the ropes so that way he can roll them up.
They attacked a bunch of security. Said that's how you got to do.
Yeah. No, but Sheldon Benjamin looked hella strong too. He was like suplexing the crap out of Fletcher, all around the ring. It was actually a lot of fun to watch.
He's double his age.
Yeah, that's insane too. He's old as heck, but he looks strong. But yeah, Fletcher picked up the win. He moves on. I think he has 6 points now in the tournament, so he's probably gonna be in the finals.
3 points, so
I think he should win it all. To be honest.
There's so many people on this. I don't know.
Nah, he deserves it, though.
I got to see who's in it. I got to see the full.
They need the push. He needs the push. Like Will Ospreay's in it. He's in the other bracket, though.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see
Juice Robinson, unfortunately, got injured last week. So he's out. He's not going to be in it any longer. That definitely freaking sucks, too. But, yeah, there's a lot of good matches in there. Okada's in it, obviously. Continental champion. All that stuff. So, yeah, makes sense. But anyways, yeah. A lot of good people in it. So moving on from there, we had the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royale, which was a bunch of no names plus Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly.
Dead ass was.
It was terrible.
Evil Uno in it.
Yeah, Evil Uno. Top Flight was in it. I mean, when I say no names,
Lance Archer and Brian Cage, they're pretty good.
But still, like when I say no names, I mean people who they're not gonna win. Like it's obvious they're not gonna win.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, the last two people.
It was obvious who was gonna lose and win. Yeah.
So the for people who don't know, the Battle Royale is a little different, where the last two people in the ring basically win, and they have to face each other the next week in order to, of course, see who's going to face the previous winner of the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royale ring,
which is MJF.
MJF,
because he won the 4 years in a row.
He's won it every single year since they started it. So yeah, of course. Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly were the last two, which makes perfect freaking sense considering the fact that
they're friends, but
they're also enemies at the same time.
They're friends and they have a disagreement right now.
Yeah. So, of course,
they both want MJF.
Exactly. So, that's the cool thing about it. So, Kyle Fletcher obviously mad at Adam Cole saying that he dragged his friends into his mess with MJF.
Yeah.
And that's how Roddy got kayfabe injured. So, Roddy is kayfabe injured because of MJF. And Kyle O'Reilly's basically blaming Adam Cole. Adam Cole wants to fix it. By going after MJF, but Kyle Fletcher is saying, I'm going to do it on my own.
Yeah.
And you're blinded by your hatred for MJF, and you only care about yourself, is what basically Kyle O'Reilly is trying to say. So yeah, they're going to get a match next week, which I think is going to be an absolute banger, because every single time they face each other in NXT and Ring of Honor, they were all banger matches. So I'm looking forward to that. Give it 30 minutes. That has to be a 30-minute match right there. They are two amazing freaking wrestlers, and whenever the heck they face each other, it's always great.
Yeah.
So yeah, let them have a 30-minute match and see what I don't care who the hell wins that, to be honest. It should be a hell of a match. After that, we had
Swerve and Max Caster.
Yeah, this was funny too, because Max Caster, of course, still declaring himself the best wrestler alive. Still with a lot of heat and tension between him and the rest of the acclaimed Anthony Bowens and Billy Gunn, or Daddy Ass, whatever the heck you want to call him.
I didn't want to say it, but whatever.
That's his name. But yeah, basically, there's a lot of heat there because Caster is trying to basically do things on his own.
Yep.
I know a couple weeks ago we had
as a singles guy.
Well, yeah, a couple weeks ago MVP hyped him up a bit. So ever since then he's been I'm the guy. He's like, I'm the best. I'm gonna face Swerve and I'm gonna destroy him. But meanwhile, he was talking crap about Swerve, his house burning down.
He was just talking
shit about everything. So yeah, of course, Swerve versus Maskcaster was a match. Swerve
quality
obliterated this dude.
Yes,
which I really wish they showed Anthony Bowens watching the match backstage, probably smiling or something, because that would have been a good thing to indicate might break up soon.
Yeah,
because they've been planting the seeds. I really hope they do eventually break up, because there's only so much you can do with scissoring. I guess you want to call it whatever the heck they want to call it.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can go with that. So if they break up,
titles, trios, titles, I think they're done.
Yeah, I think they're done. I think they should break up. It's gonna get to a point where it's dead. Like the New Day. Like New Day have been dead. They kind of revamped it. Now they're both heels. Hopefully it goes well, but we'll see. But yeah, Swerve picked up the win, looking dominant as ever. He says, you know, basically he's still going after the title. He wants his rematch. So he's basically just building up towards that. I like the way they're booking Swerve. He also wants a rematch against Bobby Lashley. So he said that he wants that. That's going to be, I think that's his main concern at Res right now.
What's next for him, like next big thing.
Yeah, he's going to go after Bobby again, probably pick up the win because obviously he should have won last time, yeah. But he didn't. But anyways, moving on from that, I thought it was funny though. Caster freaking losing. Got his ass whooped.
This was another great match.
Yeah, Pac versus Jay White. Of course, this was like basically a heat match because they both hate each other. Obviously, Jay White technically going after the Death Riders. He's like part of like Team AEW basically. Banger of a freaking match, to be honest. Pac ended up losing when he hit
Play. It's because the Death Riders showed up in the match, but then also team, like you said, team, like people defending AEW.
Yeah, but that was
like,
after. Heyman. That was after.
Yeah.
So Jay White picked up the win first. He hit the switchblade on Pac, and then he hit it on Wheeler Yuta. Then freaking the rest of the Death Riders came out. Moxie and them started beating up on Jay White. And then Hangman Adam Page
came out.
And Orange Cassidy came out. And
Orange Cassidy was hiding as a cameraman.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then, they attacked Moxley.
Yeah, beat the crap out of Moxley. I think it's cool that they kind of do that, though, because, like, I know, Hangman is a heel, but he's still on AEW's side.
Yeah.
And he still hates Moxley. They have a lot of history there, so it makes sense as to why he's like, I want to get rid of the Death Riders and, get all of them out.
So Jay White, Hangman, and then Orange Cassidy took out the Death Riders to end, the whole segment, but...
Yeah.
That was good.
It was cool, though. It was a great segment. The only thing I want to say about this, and this is why I say the booking is iffy, because even on Collision, they basically just beat the crap out of Orange Cassidy.
Christian was just, lurking around with his damn contract stuff.
He's been lurking around waiting for his opportunity.
I'm like, what the hell?
But, yeah. I don't think... Orange Cassidy being, the main guy, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like it at all.
I feel like you can give Hangman the main guy status if you wanted to.
There is rumors.
There's so many guys. You can give Hangman. You can give...
Kenny Omega is going to come back soon, so that's a good option.
He's not a part of the storyline, but Swerve is another AEW, so many people.
But what I wanted to say was
Darby and Orange Cassidy too much.
Yeah, no, Orange Cassidy is not the guy for it. What I wanted to say is there is rumors that Orange Cassidy is actually going to turn heel and join the Death Riders, which if they do that, I would not mind. I like that. I like that way more than Orange Cassidy
career for
exactly. I like that way more than Orange Cassidy being the savior of AEW. I'd rather him join than be the main guy. He can be a side guy. That makes perfect sense. But him be the main guy, I don't buy it.
To start too, so obviously you would like him there. But...
Even his promos backstage where he's I'm going to face you and I'm going to beat you. It's it sounds terrible. He's not I know people get on Ricochet for his mic skills. I don't think Orange Cassidy's mic skills are good either.
Ricochet.
Yeah, I know. I kind of just threw a shot at me. I'm sorry, Ricochet. But anyways.
His mic skills are,
But yeah, Orange Cassidy is not good on the mic either. I think, whenever he does, his face. Whenever, Orange Cassidy does his promos before.
He's, in character.
It's cringy. I don't like it.
He's had some great promos where he's gotten out of character and he's been serious. And he's actually had some good promos.
I don't know. I don't like his promos.
But that's rare. It's most of the time he's, in the nonchalant character.
Well, no, even his serious promos went during this stuff, where he's I'm going to face you tonight and I'm going to beat you. It's it sounds stupid. It sounds everything's written down. He's reading it off of cue cards. I don't like it. I don't believe it. I don't believe him being the guy at all. So it puts me out of the storyline, especially because the storyline has been the same for the past couple weeks. He comes out, he gets jumped. He doesn't want anybody helping him.
Should be the guy as an anti-hero. He's still a bad guy, but he's saving AEW.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fire. Hangman. And then obviously, if not, Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega needs to come back. I think it's going to be Kenny Omega coming back. He's going to team back up with Hangman Adam Page, and they're gonna freaking obliterate the Death Riders. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm really hoping that's what happens because, I said, Orange Cassidy being the guy, I do not believe that.
We still have no idea what's happening with the Young Bucks in them. They're gone for real.
Exactly.
They're still not here.
That's another key component that they're missing out on. Because
Young Bucks, well, the Elite, because also Okada. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah, Okada had a match on Collision last week. But
yeah, the Young Bucks are another key component that we don't know what the hell's going on with them.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I just really hope that it starts picking up because just Orange Cassidy being the guy coming out, getting jumped every single week it's not doing it for me.
Yeah.
But anyways, moving on from that, we had Anna Jay versus Penelope Ford. They're basically pushing Anna Jay, which I like a lot.
Yeah.
She's gotten significantly better, especially since she came back from the tournament from Stardom. So it makes perfect sense as to why they're pushing her. But yeah, she picked up the win there. And it was a decent match. It was a decent match. But yeah, she did pick up the win. I thought that was nice. Yeah. Chris Jericho had a segment.
When it came out to like almost attack her, but then she ended up not even attacking. It was weird.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're building up to.
Yeah. So hopefully. But yeah, Chris Jericho had a quick segment. Basically just Chris Jericho, who cares anymore.
Yeah, but it's for ROH though. It's not even.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know. They're kind of like the.
We had like a sort of like a mini video package for Bandito, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah. I'm really happy he's coming back. He's an amazing wrestler. He's just been injured. So yeah, when he comes back, that should be fun to have him. He would have been a great freaking thing for the Continental Tournament.
Yeah.
That would have been great, but obviously he's not back yet.
Yeah. So the main event was the Continental Classic Gold League match, which was actually a fire match. I watched this main event was fire. Brody King and Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah, that match
actually stole
great.
The show. It was actually a really good match.
Yeah, well, what do you think? It's Claudio and Brody. They're like two of the best like big men on.
Well, actually, before that, Mina confronted Mariah Ray, and they had like a backstage segment right before that. She just confronted her.
Yeah, they're still teasing that match, which I'm looking forward to definitely a lot. Yeah,
so the main event is. Yeah. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just really, it was back and forth. The whole main event was back and forth. And then Claudio ended up picking up the win in the end.
I thought it was cool, though. Brody King looked strong as hell.
Yeah, he looked strong.
It was just weird that he wasn't wearing black, all black, like he usually does. I thought it was weird seeing him in like a different color.
Yeah, it was like a colorful jacket.
Yeah, it was weird. But anyways, yeah, Brody King ended up
losing. He was wearing a wrist cast, too, and he had no limitations. He just...
Yeah, he's been great match. He's been with the cast for a while.
Yeah, no, great match.
But yeah, Claudio picked up the win. I think so he has 6 points.
6 points.
Yeah, it's not even moving on. It's just by points.
Yeah, Brody King stays with 3 points because he beat Darby.
So yeah, he has that. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So Claudio is ahead. He has 6 points. He's ahead.
Like tied for ahead with a couple other guys.
Yeah, a couple of other people because of a course collision.
So yeah, this tournament is going to continue on for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Which I always liked. I thought it was pretty good since they started it.
Yeah. The match is always fun. The person who wins, I think that match is at World's End.
Yeah, but the match is always fun.
World's End is December 28th.
It's like the end of the summer. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
I think it's the 28th. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
That's definitely when you'll see MJF and then hopefully the Young Bucks and.
Yeah. But that was it for, of course, Dynamite.
Wrestling this whole week was
pretty
fire.
It was pretty good. It was a pretty good freaking thing. Like I said, we didn't really talk about Collision that much, but.
And we can't really talk about NXT coming out of time, but.
Yeah.
NXT Deadline was really good yesterday.
Deadline was fire. But yeah, I thought it was a lot. It was pretty decent. WWE was freaking amazing this year.
This week, whatever.
Yeah. But this whole year, they've been good. Yeah. Anyways.
But this week was. The Raw and SmackDown was like almost like after WrestleMania type of Raw and SmackDown.
They were great. I thought the decisions were great. But yeah, AEW was okay. I mean, there was some great segments, but there was also some stuff that just
like the matches are good. It's Continental Classic, not really big in terms of storyline.
But yeah, it does help push people like Fletcher winning against Shelton Benjamin was nice. But that was basically it, of course, for wrestling this week. Like, comment, subscribe as always. We really appreciate the support we've been getting. Really sorry about last week again.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back next week. Guess what? For Saturday night, right? Saturday night's main event will be
on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to review that. So we'll review that for, of course, next week.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram because
TikTok is gone.
TikTok's about to be gone.
So. TikTok's going to be gone in like a month, which is crazy to think about.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram because we have a lot.
And obviously, subscribe on YouTube if you can.
Please.
Share, please.
We have a lot of subscribers. We have way more freaking viewers on TikTok than Instagram. So we need to get them on. We need to get them on Instagram, please.
Yes.
All
right. Yes. If you're watching, you should do a TikTok reel. Like, if you're watching this, please subscribe to our Instagram.
YouTube.
Yeah, subscribe to YouTube and then also
follow on Instagram.
Yeah. You might have to make a TikTok about that.
Yeah. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. Again, appreciate the support. Love you guys so much. Peace.